Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and next we're going to get an update on COVID-19 here from the Pottawatomie County Health Department. Joining me via telephone is Pottawatomie County Director of Human Resources and Public Information Officer Crystal Malchos. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Well, we've seen the numbers kind of just stay pretty steady for the most part for Pottawatomie County, although yesterday was a little bit of a jump. Three more cases added to the list, and so it looks like now, if numbers are correct, still 6 active cases, is that right?
Yes, although as of this morning, I did hear that we moved one more to recovered, so we actually have 5 active and 8 recovered.
Okay, well, that is good news. And so far, it sounds like testing is going pretty well. You tested more than 200 folks?
Yes, we tested 220 as of this morning. We do have 8 pending. One thing I would like to remind citizens in the area is that since the KDHE and the CDC have expanded the necessary symptoms to get tested, we are going to be testing a lot more people, so there will be a lot more positive. But the thing to watch for is how many of those are hospitalized and any deaths. Those are the things we don't want increasing. We do expect to see a higher number of positives simply because we are testing a lot more people.
Sure. Well, and that's good news that we're going to be having at least some more people being tested. Where does the testing take place in Pod County? Is it just Wamego?
So there's at doctor's offices, at the hospitals. I don't believe we're doing any at the health department itself, but I do know that the hospitals are testing them. And if there's other locations, then the doctor will refer them to the testing location.
All right. Generally speaking, the patients that you guys have had, you've had a total of 13 cases. Have they been, has there been any trends here as far as age range?
We've had them anywhere from 20s through 70s. To the best of my knowledge, anyway, we haven't had anyone under 20 and no one over 75. But it seems to be a fair, even mix of males and females. And they're scattered throughout the county. Now, it did start off as mostly being the Wamego Manhattan area, but as it grew to outside of the smaller communities, we do have some citizens that are understandably frustrated that we won't share locations. They believe that they have a right to know. What we'd like to educate them on is that anybody that does have it has been identified, they're staying at home. You're not going to accidentally run into them. You're not going to bump into them at the Dollar General or whatever. They're going to be staying at home until they've been released or recovered. But regardless of whether somebody has the COVID or not, everybody should be practicing the 6-foot social distancing. Stay at home unless you need to go out somewhere, and sanitize surfaces, wash your hands often.
All right. Well, we saw the governor's announcement last night that she's going to lift the stay-at-home order after it expires Sunday. What is the plan right now, if you're aware of reopening government in Pottawatomie County?
We are working on that right now. That's what everybody else is doing in the Emergency Operations Center. We are working with regional partners to try to collaborate on areas where we will mesh and mend. We might not be exactly with them. Our county's different. But we are going to try to make it consistent if we can. We're not going to come right out and say, yes, we're going to match theirs, we're going to mirror theirs. We are Pottawatomie County. We're not anybody else. So our plan is designed for Pottawatomie County residents, but we hope to have something out by the end of business today that will kind of balance the economic needs of the county with the health of county citizens. And it's a difficult balance right now, but we're doing the best we can to try to find something that meets both needs.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, this is something nobody was thinking was going to be, I don't think back in February anyone thought it was going to be this serious. And then we kind of got blindsided by it in March, but we're all kind of getting through it together, and I know that there's a lot of working pieces to this.
There are, and it's kind of like a new, and it's exciting, but it's anxiety-inducing. It's frustrating. So each day is the same, but each day is different. So we're just doing everything we can to stay ahead of the next step instead of being caught unawares like we were when we were first blindsided with how bad this became and how quickly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Crystal, we sure appreciate the update here this morning, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandon.
All right. And Crystal Malchos, again, Director of Human Resources and Public Information Officer with Pottawatomie County, joining us here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll get Karen Hibbard next from Manhattan Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.